From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ferndale-based CTA Inc. has satisfied its debt under the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act and can now operate in the produce industry again. The company does business as American Freeze-Dried and specializes in freeze-dried products, including cranberries and blueberries. According to the USDA's PACA branch, the company's principals can also be employed by or affiliated with businesses with PACA licenses. USDA raised production estimates for both corn and soybeans in the most recent WASDE report, yet the markets found a slightly bullish silver lining. Seth Meyer with the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute tells AgWeb.com he thinks while you had increased in yield or corn, you had a little bit lower harvested area, and then you had a bigger than expected implied use coming out of the stock reports. Rabobank grains analyst Aaron Fitzpatrick, however, says the markets are still looking for further adjustment in the numbers. In California, the proposed budget submitted by Governor Gavin Newsom follows through on his pledge to elevate issues affecting farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. California Farm Bureau Federation President Jamie Johansson says the governor's budget reinforces his commitment to rural California. Johansson says the Farm Bureau will work with state officials to assure programs addressing the needs of farmers, ranchers, and rural California receive the investments required to enhance life and the economy throughout the state. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.